With this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, February 22nd, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com, we're going to punch a ticket to the 1A Girls State Basketball Tournament. Fourth-ranked Remsen St. Mary's gets set to take on Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton in Mapleton tonight. Winner moves on to the state tournament. Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton has made it to state in 6 of the last 8 seasons. Remsen St. Mary's has never been there. You can catch all the action right here starting at 6:45. Tip-off at 7 o'clock. Catch the Hawks taking on the Spartans for a trip to state right here on KLEM Radio. And last night, the Galen Catholic boys basketball team met up with Newell Fonda for an all-time classic district final.
1.6 seconds, Mustangs down 2. Mason Dix lobs it up to half court. Bonderson swats it, loose ball. Severs puts up a 3 as time expires. It doesn't go, and the Jays will play for a trip to state on Saturday night at 7 o'clock.
And the Jays left the Cherokee High School gym with a 79-77 win to advance to their second sub-state final in 3 seasons. Galen Catholic and Newell Fonda were never separated by more than 9 points in the game, keeping the energy up and the pressure on throughout the game. And when things were said and done, Galen Catholic head coach Mike Langle was proud of his team for the way they competed.
I can't credit these guys. I'm so proud of the way they played tonight, and they really did. They just gave everything they had. Keaton Long's got blood coming out of his feet, for crying out loud. But there was no stop. There was no stop out of him at all. And it was so exciting. I'm just glad I was coaching it, so I didn't have to stand there and pray rosaries and whatever else everybody else was doing in the stands, because it was that kind of a game.
The Jays gave up a run to Newell Fonda to go into the halftime break down 4, and things were looking a little bit tough at that point. But Galen Catholic needed to make an adjustment to get back in front, and they did. Coach Langle said it took a change in the defensive game plan to get back in the game.
We let it go a little bit in that end of that second quarter, and right away up, bang, up 4. And that's something that we couldn't do. So we made a decision to start and man the second half and go back into our zone that we ran last week. And I thought our zone flustered them for a while, but they caught on to it. They're a good team.
Galen Catholic's offense was once again spurred on by Keaton Bonderson. The senior on the program's all-time leading scorer scored a whopping 40 points on 16 of 26 from the field. He was unconscious. He became just the second Jay in program history to reach 40 points in a game, behind Ron Wilchin's 48 in 1961-62. Bonderson says he enters a whole new world when he's in a rhythm like he was last night.
When it's like that, when I'm hitting every shot, you don't even think. You just, out there, your brain just kind of is just blank. And you don't hear any noise. You just, really, it sounds corny, but, yeah. You know, you're out there and you're just playing, you know, for the love of the game and just having fun with my brothers.
The offensive success for the Jays was not just limited to Bonderson's impressive showing. Everyone was getting involved in the offensive end through something Galen assistant coach Ryan Wilton noticed throughout the game. Coach Langle says once the Jays took advantage of that, they were off to the races.
They take chances on their defense, and Coach Wilton's really good at capitalizing on those kinds of things. He sees things so well. And so we decide to slow it down on the half-court offense. If you notice, we got her down to 8, 9, right. 10. We decided to slow it down, slow the game down just a bit. And that's with our zone, it slowed them down a little bit. And that's what got us our lead and got back into it.
Bonderson's 40 points were supplemented by 14 points from both Drake DeRocher and Keaton Logan, and 11 points from Connor Kraft. Bonderson says every one of those guys brought something different to last night's game to help them succeed.
Connor came out, he hit 2 threes right away, and I was, oh my God, that was awesome. And then Keaton Logan towards the end of the game, he's got ice in his veins or something, but that was huge. Drake, you know, he's just out there, seemed like tonight Drake was getting a bucket when we needed a bucket. You know, he's getting that back door. He's getting the and-ones. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So it was just awesome.
Bonderson's offensive performance was highlighted by a 13-point third quarter in which he broke a record that had stood for 61 years.
Kraft swings it right side. Bonderson puts it on the deck. Right side of the lane. Jump stop. Right block. Shot fake. Off the window and in. And there's the record. The single season scoring record at Galen Catholic is broken. Bonderson with his 557th point on his senior season breaks Ron Wilchin's 61-year record at Galen Catholic.
Yeah, Ron Wilchin's single-season record of 555 points set in the 1961-62 season had stood the test of time until Keaton Bonderson's senior season came along. Bonderson says it's nice to set those records, but he's more focused on getting wins.
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to the records that much, but they're fun to get, you know, and they're fun to chase. And the 61-year-old record is, geez, that's a long one.
Coach Langle says the formula for Bonderson's killer instinct on the floor comes down to two things: his love of the game and his competitive nature.
He loves this game of basketball, and he's such a competitor, mm-hmm. such a competitor. He was not going to let his team down, and that's what he just proved it tonight. He had everything he needed in his bag, and I look for more of that to come. He's such a competitor.
And on tap next for Galen Catholic is a rematch of the 2021 Substate Final in the very building it took place in. The Jays will face off with 7th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's on Saturday night at 7 o'clock at Lamar's Communities Gym. Coach Langle says the Jays have a ton of respect for the Hawks, and it should be a great game.
Well, it'll be a rubber match, mm-hmm. and it's no better team than St. Mary's to do it with. We respect each other's programs, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be a game just like this one was, and hopefully our guys have grown. We've come together here towards the end of the season, and I'm not saying nothing. We're just going to practice. We're going to get ready for Saturday night, and we're going to throw the ball up, and we're going to get after it.
The Galen Catholic players have a lot of things motivating them to keep their season going. The biggest one is keeping Mike Langle's coaching career going as long as possible. Bonderson says the Jays have his back and want him to keep coaching as long as he can.
You know, we're saying do it for Coach Langle. If you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for Coach Langle. And I think it just means so much to him, and it means a lot to us. We want to get him there so bad. We want to get there so bad. I think it'd just be a great, you know, cap off to my career and all of our careers.
And the Jays will advance to Saturday's Substate Final with a 20-5 record. Newell Fonda's season ended with a record of 18-5. Let's take a look at the rest of those district finals on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. Of course, kind of spoiled this one. Class 1A District 1, 7th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's beat South O'Brien 68-51. Again, the Jays and the Hawks will play Saturday night at 7 o'clock at Lamar's Communities Gym in the Substate Final. In Class 2A, District 1, 5th-ranked Western Christian beat Esterville Lincoln Central 69-58. In Class 2A, District 2, 10th-ranked Westline took down Emmitsburg 66-55. In Class 2A, District 3, 4th-ranked Sioux Central rolled over South Central Calhoun 80-59. In 2A, District 4, Kemper Catholic took down OABCIG 79-57. In Class 2A, District 15, top-ranked Central Lyon beat West Sioux 65-50. And in 2A, District 16, Trainer beat Underwood 63-53. Also have some regional final scores for MRAC schools and girls basketball. Bishop Heelan in Class 4A Region 3 going back to the state tournament for the third time in 4 years. They defeated 15th-ranked Spencer 42-22. And in Class 5A Region 2, 2nd-ranked Johnston ended 15th-ranked Sioux City East season 79-51. Also yesterday was the Class 2A Girls and Boys State Bowling Tournament in Waterloo. The Lamar's Girls and Boys took part in the competition, and for the girls anyway, trying to get another state championship. For the boys, trying to get their first. On the girls' side of things in the 2A state tournament, they started with 15 Baker games for seeding for bracket play. The Bulldog girls shot a 28-13 to be seeded third in their bracket. They would match up with Lewis Central and take the first two games of the five-game best-of-five quarterfinal series, and things looked like they were going to go their way. And then games 3 and 4, Lewis Central won them by a combined 5 pins, setting up a winner-take-all fifth game, And unfortunately, Lewis Central, the defending champs, took it and moved on to the semifinal round. So Lamar's season came to an end in the quarterfinal, at least on the team side of the girls' state bowling tournament. Keokuk beat Decorah in three games. Newton beat Dennis and Schleswig in four games in the quarterfinal. And Western Dubuque beat Central DeWitt in four games in that quarterfinal. In the semifinals of the 2A girls tournament, Keokuk and Lewis Central all with wins in five games. And then it was Lewis Central beating Keokuk in five games to repeat as state champions. On the boys' side, the Bulldog boys were seeded fourth after their 15 Baker games. They shot 3,044 for their 15 games to be seeded in that fourth spot, matching them up with Decorah. The Bulldogs would take game two of the series, but didn't quite have enough for Decorah. Some open frames really ended up costing the Bulldogs in their series with Decorah. The Vikings got them 3-1, ending the Bulldogs' team season. North Scott to beat Newton in four games. Clinton and Fort Dodge won their quarterfinals in five games, setting up semifinal matchups in which Decorah beat North Scott in four, Fort Dodge swept Clinton, and in the championship match, it would be Fort Dodge winning in five games over Decorah, so the Dodgers win the state title in Class 2A boys bowling. All these scores can be found on our website, that's at klem1410.com. And speaking of bowling, the Class 2A individual tournament that was scheduled for today with a number of Plymouth County athletes, three Lamar's girls, two Lamar's boys, and two MMCRU Remsen St. Mary's boys, that has been postponed to tomorrow due to the weather expected here in northern Iowa. And so, again, they will start that at the same start time, but tomorrow. But on the sports schedule so far for today, girls basketball regional finals in 1A and 2A. Of course, our contest in Class 1A Region 4, Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton takes on 4th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's at MVAOCOU. Pre-game's at 6:45, tip-off at 7 o'clock from the MVAOCOU High School in Mapleton. In Class 1A Region 5, 9th-ranked Woodbine takes on 5th-ranked Westwood at Denison Schleswig. In Class 2A Region 2, 10th-ranked Hinton looking to get to the state tournament, taking on 2nd-ranked Central Lyon in Sioux Center. And in Class 2A Region 3, 14th-ranked Sioux Central takes on 4th-ranked Sibley Ocheden at Spirit Lake. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.